Let's talk about what's happening on the East Coast Main Line, one of Britain's busiest rail lines. Fares on that route have been simplified and they're going to be based on demand in an attempt to encourage more people to travel by train. A two-year trial overhauling the fares system on the East Coast Main Line has been started by the operator LNER, London North Eastern Railway. Concerns have been raised that the changes reduce choice and flexibility for passengers. This will apply to journeys between London King's Cross and each of Newcastle, Berwick-upon-Tweed and Edinburgh. The number of available standard class fares for those routes has been cut from 7 to 3. A new fare called 70-minute flex has been introduced. That'll enable passengers to travel on other LNER services up to 70 minutes before or after their booked journey. The only other two available fares are advance, the cheapest tickets that can be used only on a specific train, and the most expensive, fully flexible anytime tickets. Among the fares scrapped is super off-peak. That will no longer exist on LNER. Let's get some reaction to this. Bruce Williamson is from the campaign group Rail Future. Thank you for joining us on LBC News tonight. Quite a radical plan being brought forward here, it seems, by LNER. What do you think?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's no doubt that our ticket system in this country on the railways is insanely complex, and it's kind of evolved for various reasons. Some of it goes back to the days of British Rail, and you know what it's all about really is managing passenger demand. So from the sort of passenger's point of view, you know, you want to just buy a ticket and get on a train and travel. Simplifying the ticket system is definitely a good thing. But what's really important as well, of course, is that the overall level of fares, you know, we have some very, very expensive rail fares in this country, generally much more expensive than our European counterparts. So I hope that this isn't a sort of a backdoor way to end up making the passengers pay more.
And there are issues with capacity, aren't there, on the rail network? I think we're seeing that now with, you know, the way people's travel has changed since the COVID pandemic.
Yeah, things will never quite be the same again. You know, the emphasis is now moving towards leisure travel, and the rush hour, the traditional rush hour, isn't quite as rushy as it used to be, because people are tending to work from home and work more flexibly. But there is still that very obvious peak in rail demand. And what this is all about, and it always has been about really, is pricing people off those crowded rush hour trains and trying to persuade them to use the off-peak train. So in other words, it's kind of managing passengers to meet the demands of the railway. It would be much better, of course, if it was the other way around.
What do you think of this scrapping of super off-peak tickets on these LNER services?
Well, from what I've read, the sort of alternative, which is the completely inflexible ticket, might even work out cheaper than that. So, again, this is my concern, really, that the cheapest fares, you know, remain available. But, of course, the problem at the moment is that the super off-peak, which is the cheapest, had some degree of flexibility. You know, you could use it on the off-peakest trains, if you know what I mean. Whereas now you'll have to book in advance and you know, travel on one specific train. So in that regard, this could work out worse for the passengers. But it is a pilot, and we welcome the fact that it's a pilot, and maybe, you know, this is the way forward.
And of course, there is increased competition, isn't there, on the East Coast Main Line that LNER is facing up to. There's Lumo, isn't there?
Yes,
another
indeed.
Service.
Yeah, and I'd good luck to them. They're providing some very cheap fares. I'm pretty certain they have to be booked in advance. And I'd love to know the economics behind it, because if one company can offer very, very cheap fares, well, the obvious question is, why can't the other company do it too? It is funny that LNER, of course, is state-owned. So it's bizarre that the East Coast Main Line is the one with the competition on it.
And is the fact that we have this mostly privatised system part of the complexity here?
Yes and no. It's not really part of the complexity of the fares system, but the complexity of having a whole load of different contractors for different rail rail routes and aspects of running a railway clearly adds complexity to the system as a whole, and that in turn adds costs. But perhaps what people don't realise is that when you buy your rail ticket, that money goes straight to the Department for Transport. So the train operating companies, the privatised ones, are running a fixed price contract. So the whole fares system is down to the state-owned Department for Transport, really.
We await to see how this trial goes. Bruce Williamson from Rail Future, thank you.